Hi, everybody. I'm Blaine Gilmer, and welcome to this edition of Recruiting Every Second, a Believe Network podcast that brings you everything about SEC football recruiting. Very excited to have a high-profile guest here with us tonight, one of the best running backs in the entire class of 2023. Tonight, we have with us Mr. Justice Haynes. Justice, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing good, doing good. So, you know, like I said, really excited to be able to talk to you. I know we were talking earlier, man, it's been fast and furious for you, and I can only imagine what it's going to be like going into this summer with visits. And speaking of those visits, you announced that you're down to a select few schools here. You've got Georgia, LSU, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Stanford that you're going to be taking your visits to. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely, man. So, you know, having been hampered with your recruitment with COVID, I know you've talked about it even just recently. It's kind of thrown a wrench into things here, not being able to take the visits, high school coaches not being able to come out to you guys, or college coaches not being able to come out to your high school, things of that nature. How difficult has it been just establishing the relationships and getting to that point to where you can be confident in finding out the schools that you want to go visit?
It's been really difficult because we haven't been able to visit places and see the campuses and stuff, but we're working what we have, and it's been actually – we're overcoming it, and now I'm glad that they opened things back up, and I'm looking forward to June and being able to visit schools and getting back out there and meet coaches in person. But it's been a lot of over-the-phone stuff, and it's been good.
Absolutely. So, you know, in terms of this summer and you're making these visits, before we get into the specific schools themselves and kind of the stuff, I know you've done plenty of that with individual, schools and beat writers and reporters, things like that. Just in general, what are you as both All-American running back and a future student at that school, what are the things that you're going to be looking for that you're trying to hone in on this summer?
So academics, how well the academics are, because I'm a student athlete. The environment, the coaching environment, how the coaches, how the players react to each other and how they're interacting and how the bonding, family, atmosphere, just how the coaches are, and not just the environment, like with the players and the coaches, but the campus too, because those are the kids I'm gonna be around too.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, it's a big time decision, and it's something that you really have to take that time and deliberate on what's best for you, your family, your future. I know you've got a great support system there with your dad, of course, having played at Georgia in the NFL. Great family dynamic there that you have. Something a little bit fun that I want to do right here that I try to do with guys is we talk, you know, it's all about relationships. You talked about those relationships right there. I want to give people a little bit of insight because they don't get people on the outside, myself included. We're not getting to talk to these coaches of these schools. We're not getting to know what they're like as people and things like that. Wanted to just let you have an opportunity right here, a little rapid fire action here. I'll get us a little music going here so you can rattle them off. But I want you just to very quickly, as we go through these coaches, a couple from each one of those schools you're going to be visiting, give what comes to mind when I say a coach's name, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we're gonna get it going right here in just a second. And we will start off with the University of Georgia. So what comes to mind when you hear the name Kirby Smart?
Just a great coach, a fun guy to probably be around. A great coach.
Absolutely. Del McGee.
A laid-back guy. He's great. Help you to progress.
Coach O.
Very straightforward guy, but also a guy that he's a coach that will get into you, but a coach that will have fun with you too.
Kevin Falk.
A great coach, laid-back guy as well, and a fun guy to be around.
All right, moving on to Alabama. Tell me what comes to mind when you hear the name Nick Saban.
The GOAT, really. Greatest to ever do it in college football.
Absolutely. And what about Robert Gillespie?
A great coach. I've had a really good relationship with him. He's helped me progress on the field and just someone that I could look to and talk to.
And have you gotten to talk to this one? I don't know if you got to talk to him yet because he's kind of new. Bill O'Brien, the new offensive coordinator there at Alabama.
No, I've not got to talk to him yet.
Okay, so still waiting to meet, probably meet him on the visit. Now let's move on to Clemson. Dabo Swinney.
A very fun coach to be around. Amazing coach, and I see him being right there with Nick Saban one day.
CJ Spiller.
Really good coach. He's a really good player himself, and laid back, funny guy, someone that you could talk to about anything.
Ryan Day.
Coach that's going to shoot it to you straight. I'm going to tell you when you mess up, when you don't, and whatever's right. And yeah.
Absolutely. Tony Alford.
Great coach as well.
Oh. And you just got a bunch of great coaches there. Do you, yeah. What's the personality of some of these guys like?
Coach Alford, he's just straight up. Like, we have great conversations. Family guy, seems like. CSA.
Lance Taylor.
Lance Taylor, someone who's coached, me and him talked about, is Christian McCaffrey, and I can tell he knows what he's talking about. Very chill, laid-back coach, and knows what he's doing.
And then the final two, we got David Shaw and Ron Gould out in Stanford.
Yes, David Shaw, Coach Shaw, family, very family guy, faith. You can tell he's big into faith and family.
Absolutely. And then Coach Gould is the last one.
Coach Gould, just a really joyful coach. Loves to, he always has a smile on his face and is always talking about faith and yeah.
Absolutely. So a little peek behind the curtain there on some of the guys that Justice Haynes gets to talk to and that he's going to be really kind of honing in on this summer. Reminder, we're joining you here on Recruiting Every Second, a Believe podcast network show. And so excited to be talking here to Justice Haynes, 2023 All-American running back. You can follow Justice via at Justice Haynes 6 on Twitter. And Justice, we're getting close. You guys started spring ball there at Blessed Trinity yet? How's it going right now?
We started, but unfortunately I didn't get to participate in it because I was playing baseball. We looked good. So,
okay. So, yeah. And, baseball, you know, like you said, a lot of people have said, well, Justice Haynes has got a big decision for, in terms of college football. That's if he ever gets to play college football, because the Major League Baseball draft could come calling one day. I mean, how does, first of all, it's unbelievable that you're even in that type of position to be a guy that would be able to be considering that. But if that comes to fruition and, you know, you start getting this feedback that, hey, man, you could go high round draft pick in baseball and then college football is there on the table, how tough of a decision is that going to be for you?
It would definitely be a tough decision, but I'm going to always put it in God's hands and just let him steer me in the right way.
Absolutely. So one big thing that I want to talk to you that's coming down the pipe is, the landscape of college football is changing completely with this name, image, and likeness legislation that's being passed in individual states. The governor of Georgia, the state that you're from, the state that I'm from, Governor Kemp, signed into law in the University of Georgia recruiting lounge the name, image, and likeness bill that's going to allow players to make money, be compensated for their likeness. How much forethought have you been putting into that? I know maybe you and your dad have been discussing some things. How much does that come to mind when you're researching these different colleges?
It's definitely something to think about, because being able to get paid off of your likeness is obviously would be pretty cool in college and me and my dad have been looking forward to looking at logos, looking at stuff that we could do to build up my likeliness. So when I get to college, I'll be able to make some money.
How prevalent is that in conversations when you talk to guys? Are they, I know before when we talked, it wasn't even really on the radar, but now that this legislation is being passed and the NCAA, it looks like it's, you know, kind of a fait accompli, it's going to happen at some point. Is that starting to be discussed in your recruitment?
Yes, sir. I've talked to a couple coaches about that, and they seem the same way. They feel like that it's going to get passed in more states, and that by the time 2023 hits, that probably just about every college will be able to – players will be able to make money off their likeliness.
So in how these coaches – pitch that, and I guess when you talk to them and things like that, especially playing the running back position as a premier position, is that something that you're going to have to closely examine with each school as you get closer and closer to making decisions?
Yes and no, but like I feel like wherever I go, I can make a name for myself, and so that's not really a big factor, I feel like.
Absolutely. So one thing that is a big factor, I think, for everybody who goes, especially at the level that you're going to be playing college football on the Power Five level, I think there's hopes and aspirations to one day play in the NFL if you're playing at that level. And the NFL draft has just come and gone. A lot of the schools that are on your list to visit were very successful in putting players out the NFL draft, some maybe a little bit more than others. How closely now that you're heading towards your junior year here, how closely have you started to look at what these schools have been able to produce in the draft?
I have been able to, I have started looking at that, and it means a lot in a way, because obviously my goal is to make it to the NFL one day and be great. But at the same time, I feel wherever I go, I could make a name for myself. So.
Absolutely. So in terms of getting to the NFL, not many players, prospects, have the luxury of having a dad, a father that played in the NFL themselves. How much have you just been able to, and I know he's very, very careful, being a Georgia alumni himself, not to put his hand in things and try to steer you one way or the other, but how much appreciative and, you know, kind of thankful do you feel to be able to have that experience to kind of lean on as you go throughout this recruitment?
I'm so thankful. My dad's like my best friend. He's always there for me, always helping me out, telling me what to look for in schools. And he's looking for stuff in schools. And I know recruiting's different than when he was getting recruited, but he still knows the ins and outs of recruiting. And he knows what it takes to get there. So having his advice and having him there with me is a true blessing.
And we talked about, you know, you said academics, of course, and relationships are going to be important to you. But as you go to these schools, let's say you were just, let's pretend Justice Haynes doesn't play football. If you're going to a college, in terms of not just the books, the academics, if you're going to a college, as far as a college town, a campus, stuff like that, what are some things that maybe you would look for, that you would like to see and have on campus? What are some things maybe that you would even like to study or something like that, that you're looking for as you go throughout this process?
I'm trying to study business, a good business school. So the business aspect, the kids that are there, how they act, and just, if we're not talking about sports, the teachers, are the teachers really invested in us? And are they going to make me better people, a better person, not just in the classroom, but out of the classroom too?
And I know guys your age, especially, you know, I know you're, yeah, being an athlete and stuff, you like to eat, man. There's gotta be some good places to eat around, right? Is stuff like that come to mind? Like, okay, what is there to do in this town? Where am I going to go eat stuff like, or is that going to be stuff that you're just really looking forward to going and seeing this summer now that COVID's kind of making its way out the door, Lord willing here?
Yes. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the towns and how the people are around there and what there is to do around there, because I'm a be honest, I like to do a lot of things, but it's there. So
absolutely. So a time, as far as a timeline, you know, you've got these schools that you've narrowed it down to, I believe it's 7 schools that you're going to be taking visits. I know you're still getting offers coming in, so no doors are shut. I know some things are still coming in for you, but these are the schools that have kind of established a bond close enough with you where you feel like visiting. Is there a timeline for you in terms of maybe even narrowing down things further, maybe after these visits, or so you can really kind of hone in once you get in more late junior year, early towards your senior year? What's the timeline going to be like for you, all this, or are you just kind of taking it as it comes?
I'm kind of taking it as it comes and putting it in God's hands and letting him lead me in the right direction. And whenever he gives me the goat, if it's right, then I'm going to do what's right.
Absolutely. And then finally, I wanted to talk to you about, you know, you're a physical back. You're a guy who seems to get better as the more carries you get in a game. I mean, you've carried the ball at one point. I know having talked to your dad and not, in past stuff to have done him, he wasn't real excited maybe about you getting 30 something carries in a game, but you've got northwards of 30 carries in a game before. How much do you pride yourself on just being a physically tough and imposing back? I mean, obviously you got speed as well. And then also, who do you maybe pattern your game after?
I try to be a physical back because that's like setting the tone, setting the tempo, telling the defense I'm not playing no games. Who I try to pattern my game after is kind of like Christian McCaffrey. I feel he's a back, a really special back, and a guy that can do it all and can go down in history as one of the best running backs ever, because he can go out there and catch, he can go block, and he can run and score touchdowns.
Absolutely. And you know, you both rocking number 22, so another similarity there. But speaking of that, the passing game, you know, you're talking about being able to do a lot of stuff. Schools like the University of Georgia trying to transition to a more open style of offense. Of course, LSU did it a couple of years ago. Basically, every school you have, even maybe Stanford, might be the most power run kind of oriented team that's in your group. How close are you going to be looking at the styles of offenses, and are you going to be watching college football games maybe a little bit differently over these next couple of years, kind of being an analyst while you're watching these games?
Yes, sir. I'll definitely be an analyst while watching these games, and I'm going to be looking closely at the styles and see which style I fit best and what I want to become and what offense will fit best for me.
Fantastic. Well, guys, we've been very, very excited and thankful to have Justice Haynes join us here on Recruiting Every Second. You can follow the show at recruiting_SEC. You can follow Justice via at Justice Haynes 6 on Twitter. Justice, appreciate your time, man, and very, very thankful for you being able to join us, and best of luck in the recruitment going forward this summer on all the visits.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us here on Recruiting Every Second, and make sure to follow me at BGilmer18 and the show for more content coming your way.